Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant refrain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Hear a chorus song of angels is now ringing through the air. Never valley, never mountain, heard an anthem half so fair.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant refrain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Messenger, the gods of mercy are seen by human eye. Shepherds hear the wondrous message, glory be to God on high.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant refrain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Let us also sing the praises of our God, so full of love, who on Christmas sent a Savior from above. Who on Christmas sent a Savior from above. Ah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Hello, hello. This is the last weekend before Christmas, wishing you and yours a happy, happy holiday season, a continued holiday season. I praise God and thank the Lord for allowing me to see another holiday season and praying to celebrate and see 2014 and wishing you and yours, all listeners worldwide, a blessed and prosperous 2014 from here in Jacktown to L.A. to Dallas, to Miami, to Little Rock, to Minneapolis, to New York, to the islands, to the UK, to Australia, to Japan, to Turkey. It's everywhere worldwide. My friends all over the place wish you a beautiful 2014, but it is a blessing for us to see this time of year, if you're celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas or both, and are preparing to celebrate Kwanzaa. And, you know, just ring in the new year alone or with many or at church or at a club or whatever. I'm just wishing you the best and just a continued safe holiday season also. But again, thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report from March 21st, 2011. Culture Shock Entertainment Report turned 3 on March 21st, 2014. But again, thank you. That was Lantern T. Myth that you heard, and I was talking about the love of Christmas music. Love Christmas music. Do you not holiday music? So again, what are some of your favorite songs? Some of my favorite songs are Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, and Santa's Coming to Town. I love one of my favorite renditions, the current renditions of Silent Night is the one by Al B. Sure. Did you guys hear that? Have you ever heard L.B. Sure's rendition of Silent Night? I played Rick Springfield's rendition of Silent Night. Holy Night. But of Oh Holy Night. I love that. But L.B. Sure recorded Silent Night a couple Christmas ago, and I just love it. You should definitely check it out and check out the, you know, it's, you should check it out. It's awesome. Love it so much. But again, thank you for supporting the show, and we'll continue talking about the love of Christmas music.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seals. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Merry Christmas, how you been? Me, I'm doing fine, I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself, it's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day come Mary's Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do, there just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard, oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children, it was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Mary's Christmas. Think about that day. Still the whole world celebrates
beautiful. Reverb Nation friend, Michael Anthony, YouTube friend, Michael Anthony. I played this song last holiday season, Merry's Christmas. He's based in Texas. Beautiful, beautiful voice. And I was preparing to talk about the history of Christmas carols. And my screen just disappeared. Happy birthday to any and all of you Christmas babies, December babies, who are celebrating a birthday this month, especially this weekend and on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. Last broadcast I mentioned that it is my semi-retired attorney who is recovering from eye surgery. It is his birthday today, so wishing him a happy birthday again. And also my friend, also in Dallas, Danny Lowe, actress, brought it to my attention and many others, that is Kiefer Sutherland's birthday also. So happy birthday to Kiefer Sutherland. And my dear friend, schoolmate of mine, Julia, her birthday is this weekend also, so wishing her a happy birthday and her entire family. You know, I'm just amazed. You know, I love it. I am online friends with not only new friends and friends abroad and worldwide like all of you are, but I'm so blessed to be in contact with people that were part of my life that live all around the world now and across the country, and some who still reside in the Mississippi, too, but I just don't see them in person, but we managed to keep in contact via inline Facebook or Twitter, or just being on each one's email list and keeping in contact with one another, and that's just amazing. You know, I was kind of a late bloomer, becoming a blogger and becoming internet savvy. I didn't, you know, I've always been computer literate, you know, but getting into the blogging, all of this, I was late getting into it, you know, mid-2000s. When early 1990s, one of my mentors, when I met him in 91, journalist Tony Brown, he told me, he said, this internet is going to be a big deal, Bethany. You need to get in and get on it right now. And this was like 91. And sure enough, you know, by the end of the 90s, there were internet millionaires and billionaires everywhere, right? I know. But I just said that to say this. It's amazing, personally or professionally, how amazing it is to get it, connect and reconnect with your friends, with business people, or your audience, your clients, customers, fans. It's just amazing, right? It is. Just a big shout out to the internet and to those of us who network via online and also in person too, because I've always been this hands-on. Being 45, I always loved to network, but then when in this online age, it's important, and I'm really just not getting comfortable networking online and so on. So it's just amazing. To interact, if it's via, you know, writing, blogging. And that's why Blog Talk Radio, which is the largest online radio network, you know, radio shows and programs, it's just amazing. You know, Spreecast is an amazing vehicle and I need to start rebroadcasting on Spreecast. And Spreecast has really added new features, just like Blog Talk Radio is always including certain features. I'm on Springer, too, which I love, and I haven't broadcast in a while on Springer. You know, we just don't have enough hours in the day, do we not? I haven't coughed, have I not? You all, instead of drinking cough syrup, and I want to thank you all for praying for me also to get better. You guys know I was having it in my head, too. Oh, my God, because I know coughing is a sign of having heart problems. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope this is not, you know, because I'm thinking I need to go to an emergency, not because I have a bad cold flu, but to prevent a heart attack. But thankfully, the cough is leaving. And I've talked to others with colds and flus, but that cough just does not want to leave. guess what? Instead of getting cough syrup, my sister and my uncle were headed out. And I said, do you mind going to the liquor store? The liquor store is not far from my house. Because I had considered going around there. And I asked my sister and I asked my uncle if he mind letting my sister go in the liquor store, get me a bottle of whiskey. So I said Jack Daniels. She brought back some Jack Daniels. And I've been drinking hot toddies since yesterday. You know, and the hot toddies are kicking this cough in the behind like it's nobody's business. I mean, you can hear, you know, my voice is kind of still, you know, my voice, you guys know how my voice is anyway, but the hot toddy is, toddies are kicking the cough in the behind. I mean, it's really, really purifying, really getting all that, you know, congestion and mucus and, you know, I know, out of my system. Cough is leaving. Have you guys heard me cough during this broadcast? No. And I took a 3-hour nap earlier this evening, and I asked my mother, did she hear me make any noises or cough or anything, and she said no. So that hot toddy, shout out to Jack Daniels, and shout out to those, and those of you, you know, if you haven't drank your hot toddy, drink your hot toddies also along, you know, with your medicines and praying and taking good care of yourself and eating your soups and your. But I want to thank you all for your prayers because I thought I was going to have to be hospitalized. And I talked to the young lady who does my hair, the hairstylist. I told her I've been sick practically 2 months. And I told her finally, you know, this cough is trying to get out of the way. So I have a hair appointment for after Christmas. But I shampooed and colored my hair this morning. I need to re-weight it and roller skate it and all that. But I know I'm just talking to you all. But it's between friends, right? That's what it's all about. You know, you're supposed to be able to talk to your friends about certain things, right? I know. And if you're doing last-minute shopping this weekend, you know to stop by my to shop with your favorite Avon lady and man in your life. And you can always shop at my online store also at your Avon.com/Beth Williams. The live streaming is about to stop, but the show is going on about another 15 minutes. Now, this month I've been doing, like, 30, 45-minute broadcast, and it is storming. You guys hear that loud noise? That is thunder. It is storming cats and dogs. One reason why, I reschedule the show maybe 2 or 3 times a day, but when I reschedule from 10 to 11:30, it's because it's storming so bad, but I'm like, I cannot miss a broadcast. I'm going to do this broadcast because so many of us love Christmas music, and just like being updated regarding things. So if you just heard a loud bang, boom, that is the thunder. It is storming cats and dogs. We had very cold weather early this week. Today literally got up to 80. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. was wind advisories. And it started storming like right. I took my nap for a few hours, and right when I was awakening around 8 or whatever, it started storming real bad. I'd been keeping an eye on my pooches and making sure they were comfortable. And when it, weather gets bad, they're just like humans and human kids and human people who don't like bad weather. They're like, you know, they get concerned. You know, animals can pick up on bad weather before most of us. And they was really missing their mom today. You know, my dog Cinnamon of 8 years had passed away this past August, the day before my birthday. And so they really missed their mommy during this scary weather because they're like, oh, my God, I could tell by their expressions. Like, when mommy was here so we could feel so comforted, you know, so we could feel much better. So I kept trying to make them feel comfortable about the storm and go in your dog houses and be okay, you know. So that's just something. But, again, thank you. Thank you so much. The show's not over. I need to get back to that. Hope you don't mind listening to the Christmas anthem again as I get back to the history of Christmas carol so I can talk about that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. is the jubilant refrain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Hear a glorious song of angels is now ringing through the air. Never valley, never mountain heard an anthem half so fair. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant refrain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Messenger, the gods of mercy, I've seen my human eye. Shepherds, hear the wondrous message, glory be to God on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant refrain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Let us also sing the praises of our God, so full of love, who on Christmas sent a Savior from above. Who on Christmas sent a Savior from above. Ah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Woo! Yay. Like that. That sounds great. Oh, I've posted it too. The History of Christmas Carols, Christmas Customs and Traditions from whychristmas.com. And right on Facebook, those of you that network me on Tumblr and Facebook and Twitter, and been trying to post it on my Pinterest boards because I know many of us are big fans of Pinterest. And you can connect with me at Pinterest at Pinterest.com/cultureshockbeth. KULTURESHOKBTH, okay? The word carol actually means dance or a song of praise and joy. Carols used to be written and sung during all four seasons, but only the tradition of singing them at Christmas has really survived, okay? And that's a note. The history of Christmas carols, and this is from whychristmas.com. Carols were sung in Europe thousands of years ago, but these were not Christmas carols. They were pagan songs, sung at the winter solstice celebrations. People danced around stone circles. The word carol originally meant to dance to something. The winter solstice is the shortest day of the year, usually taking place like on today, around the 22nd of December. The word carol actually means dance, or a song of praise and joy. Carols used to be written in songs, like I said before, during all four seasons. And that's something that some of us might not have known. But only the tradition of singing them at Christmas has really survived. Early Christians took over the pagan solstice celebrations for Christmas and gave people Christian songs to sing instead of pagan ones. In A.D. 129, a Roman bishop said that a song called Angel's Hymn should be sung at a Christmas service in Rome. Another famous early Christmas hymn was written in 760 A.D. by Clement of Jerusalem. For the Greek Orthodox Church, soon after this, many composers all over Europe started to write Christmas carols. However, not many people liked them, as they were all written and sung in Latin, a language that the normal people couldn't understand. By the time of the Middle Ages, the 1200s, most people had lost interest in celebrating Christmas altogether. Wow, some of us can recognize that because some people do not recognize, have lost interest right now because of the commercialization of Christmas, you know? Okay, now back to this. This was changed by St. Francis of Assisi when in 1223 he started his nativity plays in Italy. The people in the plays sang songs or canticles that told a story during the plays. Sometimes the choruses of these new carols were in Latin, but normally they were all in a language that the people watching the play could understand and join in. The new carols spread to French, Spain, Germany, and other European countries. The earliest carol like this was written in 1410. This is, like, good for trivia questions. Sadly, especially, like, if you're together with family and friends on the holidays, you know, this is, like, history that you can pull out trivia questions and ask people, like, okay, when was the earliest carol written? 1410, you know? Sadly, only a very small fragment of it still exists. The carol was about Mary and Jesus meeting different people in Bethlehem. Most carols from this time and the Elizabethan period are untrue stories, very loosely based on the Christmas story about the Holy Family, and were seen as entertaining rather than religious songs. They were usually sung in homes rather than in churches. Traveling singers or minstrels started singing these carols, and the words were changed for the local people wherever they were traveling. One carol that changed like this is I Saw Three Ships. When Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans came to power in England in 1647, the celebration of Christmas and singing carols would stop. However, the carols survived as people still sang them in secret. Carols remained mainly unsung until the Victorian times, when two men called William Sandys and David Gilbert collected lots of Christmas music from villages in England. Before carol singing in public became popular, there were sometimes official carol singers called waits. These were bands of people led by important local leaders, such as council leaders, who had the only power in the towns and villages to take money from the public. If others did this, they were sometimes charged as beggars. They were called waits because they only sang on Christmas Eve. This was sometimes known as Watch Night or Wait Night because the shepherds were watching their sheep when angels appeared to them when the Christmas celebrations began. Also at this time, many orchestras and choirs were being set up in the cities of England, and people wanted Christmas songs to sing. So carols once again became popular. Many new carols, such as Good King Wenceslas, were also written in Victorian period. New carols services were created and became popular through the custom of singing carols in the streets. Both of these customs are still popular today. One of the most popular types of carols services are carols by candlelight. At this service, the church is only lit by candlelight and feels very Christmassy. Carols by candlelight services are held in countries all over the world. Perhaps the most famous carol service is the service of 9 lessons in carols from King's College in Cambridge, UK. Big shout out to all my friends in the UK, my friends in Cambridge, Ebony Empress, my friend Perry Gordon, Purple 40 Man, big shout out to all those that I network with. This service takes place on Christmas Eve and is broadcast live on BBC Radio and all over the world. And the writer says that in his house, we listen to it and it means Christmas has really started. The service was first performed in 1918 and as a way of the college celebrating the end of the First World War. It also started with a single choir boy singing a solo of the first verse of the carol, Once in Royal David City. Sing along to Once in Royal David City. And then there's a service of 9 lessons, and carols has 9 Bible readings or lessons that tell the Christmas story, with 1 or 2 carols between each lesson. Sometimes you get carol services, which are a combination of 9 lessons and carols by candlelight. So you have 9 lessons and carols by candlelight. Now, this has been interesting, very interesting. So I thank you so much. This has been good, really good. I have about a few more minutes. Don't want to get cut off before time. But I'm going to play a little bit of Once in Royal David City. I hope you can hear it. Right click. Because I'm playing it from my laptop. And As I was getting my laptop before to begin broadcast, I just want to shout out SNL. I'm doing the show, Miss seeing Paul McCartney and Justin Timberlake, but I've seen a portion of a skit of the actors portraying Kim Kardashian and Kanye. But here's a little bit of Once in a Royal David City. Once in a Royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. I'm reading the words. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and the Lord of all. And his shelter was stable, and his cradle was stall, was poor and meek and lowly. Lived on earth, our Savior holy. And I'm going to play a portion of it because it's almost time to end the broadcast. But again, thank you, and we'll be broadcasting again later on today, Sunday. I'm scheduled for 2 o'clock. I hope to stay at that time. A big shout-out to the Who Dat Nation, those Cowboys, and entire NFL, especially the teams that are still surviving, those that are on the hunt, the wild cards and all. Shout-out to fellow sports fans, period, NBA. I'm looking forward to going to New Orleans. I've been in New Orleans in ages. In mid-February for NBA All-Star. So big shout out to my favorite executives and players and fellow sports lovers, and also looking forward to meeting up with some of my friends in Avon and friends I haven't seen in a long time in the Big Easy. Thank you. But here's a little bit of Once in Royal David City. Again, happy, happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And I'll be broadcasting again on Sunday and today, later on today. I hope you can hear it okay. This is the karaoke version.